This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, viewers.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I'm here this afternoon with Sheikh Khalid Yassin from the Purpose of Life presentation and media, and I'm your host Mufti Yusuf Ababaji. Sheikh, welcome to the Netherlands.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Well, this afternoon I have the pleasure to meet you and to ask you a question that triggers and that worries me and worries people like me who are serious to bring peace to the world. And you being the voice of the people and who have more influence in trying to bring the change to the world. And this question comes to my realization concerning a festival here in the Netherlands that is being celebrated for a quite period of time. And it always creates chaos around it, surrounding that festivity. And it's called Zwarte Piet. Zwarte Piet in the Netherlands terminology means black Piet, which is a tradition that the Netherlands or the Dutch uses. Is kind of a fun to the other race, to the black people. As a Muslim and as a normal human being, what is your perception concerning this tradition that arouses the anger about other race? I just want you...
Well, to be very frank with you, I think that we Americans, having come through a very provocative learning experience called the Civil Rights Movement, and we Americans who are the descendants of the institution of slavery, we have a special sensitivity about this that perhaps maybe the Dutch people could appreciate. I did a little reading on this Zwarte Piet or Black Piet, and as I understand it, this is about some Sinterklaas character, some European character playing Santa Claus arriving in the Netherlands, and along with him he has a group of black buffoons, and he's traveling and talking with them, and they are being depicted as fairly ignorant, comical characters following this white Sinterklaas. And as I understand it, the Dutch people in their festivities, meaning no harm, sort of have adopted to this menagerie in a very comical festival type of way. And so to most people who have grown up with this in the Netherlands, they probably feel it harmless, comical, entertaining. But I think they should probably try to switch seats and have some empathy. And to be very frank, I am a bit taken back, surprised. In fact, a bit saddened, disappointed that a country with the reputation of being anti-racist and being sensitive to other ethnic groups and being multi-religious and tolerant in their behavior towards other people's religion and ethnic backgrounds, that they would even tolerate something such as this that is senseless and demeaning. In fact, if I would want to give a characterization a social, political, moral characterization to what I understand this festival to be about. I think it is a protraction of racial degradation, which is both immoral and unethical. And I think that anyone in Holland that really takes a good look at this and sits down with people who themselves are Afro-European, Afro-Dutch, black people, and see how they feel about this kind of depiction, I think that afterwards, in all fairness and human empathy and feeling, I think it should be abolished. I mean, why would we continue to have a festivity like that? And why would somebody even argue to sustain a festivity like that if they knew that it was harmful and insulting and demeaning to other human beings who have as much human status as those who are enjoying it? For instance, suppose we were to just create another scenario like that, and some German Sinterklaas, you see, came to Holland, and he had with him some Jewish buffoons, clowns, who were being depicted as being silly and uneducated, and he was interacting with them in the same way, and the people was to make a festival around that, around the time of Yom Kippur, you see. How would Jewish people feel about that? And let's make another scenario. Suppose some kind of superfly, you know, pimp type character was depicted as Sinterklaas. And he came to Holland, and he had a bunch of white women acting like buffoons, dressed in bikinis. And he was interacting with them in such a way to make them demeaning. So here's a black pimp type guy characterizing white women as prostitutes, and he was whipping them, and they were following him and dancing. And how would white people in Holland, how would they feel about that? And let's make another scenario. How about if we were to take some Moorish black guy or some Arab guy looking like he was like sort of like turbaned, and he was a sultan or something like that, and he had a group of women with him that looked like the queen of Holland, but they was dressed like that. Then of course it's not the queen, but like it's like the queen's children or something, and he was demeaning them, and they were looking like the same way. How would the people of Holland feel about that? They would be insulted, because the queen should be respected. These Jewish people should be respected. You see, these white women of Holland should be respected. But then I think that the black people in this country, and black people in Europe, and black people around the world should be respected. And this kind of depiction or scenario was done in America, they would burn them. Somebody would hold a public gathering, and they would burn him, they would stone him, they would run him out of town, and no one would tolerate that in America. In fact, in America, if somebody did that, they'd be locked up. So Holland, being a very complex, sensitive, sophisticated country when it comes to human rights, in fact, here in Holland, we give to animals rights that are guaranteed and sophisticated. So how in the world can people take a day and enjoy themselves and have festivities when they know that this is demeaning to African, European, Afro-Holland people? And if you just ask, just take the time to walk through Holland and ask black people from anywhere in the world how they would feel about that, I think that would be enough. We should probably make a move to have a public discussion about that, and subsequently we should abolish it. That's what I think.